Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, of course, you can always hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And, of course, by now you know the truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you also know that we're also standing by for your Facebook and Twitter comments.
Yeah.
All right. And that sexy voice you heard was none other than the extraordinary producer Supreme Candace.
Yay!
Hello, fellas. Hello.
Everybody give it up for Candace. All right.
Give it up.
All right. That's good.
Thank you.
All right.
On your feet.
Yeah.
So, how was everybody week?
Sad of middling.
Yeah.
Everybody's dry. What's wrong?
Yeah, it's been that type of week, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess the show we gonna do. I guess they probably gonna.
Yeah.
In case you guys haven't known by now, our second hour topic will be about work drama, workplace drama, and people at your job that make you want to drop kick them in the chest.
That joker that get on your nerve at your job that just
make you want to do something to
them.
Oh well, there you go.
That person that always gossiping or.
Yep.
Stirring the pot, you know.
Just hate you for no reason at
right.
all.
Just
look at
you.
Oh, she thinks she cute. So nice.
What do you mean I got to do the line today? Why can't Candace do it? Just out of the blue, you know.
Yeah. Candace works here at your brother's
saying.
Radio, though, but I don't think she speaks.
But I'm just saying.
No, I feel where you at. I'm just saying. That's our producer.
Right. You don't make me do
it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Remember, that's straight with no chaser. You can't just
that's
see.
True.
All right.
That's true.
But anyway, man, let's get into our people, man. Our shout outs. First off, again, my boy Anthony Davis, AD23. He beat Tennessee on Tuesday, and Kentucky is playing South Carolina today. Good luck. That's gonna be kind of hard.
That's gonna be a little. But I think they're gonna be.
Yeah,
all right.
they're 22-1 right now. So we'll see what happens. Gotta give out my birthdays to a friend of the Truth Brother, Sam Lee. How you doing? What's up, man? My boy Tucson, he in Memphis, he's doing good. And I gotta say what's up to my Uncle Rob. He had a birthday. He turned 51. What's up, Magic? Congratulations, man. Also gotta say what's up to, we gotta give a shout out to some more people, the Wet Spot. They say what's up to them.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with them Thursday. We called into their show, had a little bit of fun.
Yeah, they love the Truth Bros. Gotta say what's up to WLUV Detroit. What's going on, man? Sade Henderson, Ebony Love, Aaron Dunlap, Maya Allen, a friend of mine, Serena. She's on her new bundle of joy. Congrats on that.
You said Serena. I thought you were gonna say Williams.
I wouldn't be here. If that was Serena Williams, I wouldn't be here. I would be somewhere broadcasting from the telephone. Like, hey, it's fun over here. Tennis rackets. But anyway, gotta say what's up to some special friends of the Truth Brothers, Lonnie and Juwanza. We know y'all listening.
That's right.
So what's up to y'all?
Right. Especially my boy Lonnie, man. He surprised the hell out of me about a week ago, man. I was having a terrible week, man, and he came out of with a hey, here's a little surprise for you, man. He got me the box set of the Twilight Zone. I'm a big Twilight Zone fan.
He got me
the complete set, man. All 5 years. I was like,
Lonnie, good people, man.
Yeah,
Lonnie, good
dude.
People, man. He helped me get with the twist and the lady who's twisting my hair. I'm on a lock journey with you, Lonnie. We gonna do it this time.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks a lot, both of y'all. You had to bring that up, don't you?
Yeah, well, man, we got a sponsor about that, but anyway.
Yeah, me and Common standing together.
And, of course, man, we got to say rest in peace to Don Cornelius, man.
Passed away Thursday.
Yeah.
Parent suicide, man. Our hearts go out to the family of Don and Soul Train family. I mean, who didn't grow up on Soul Train?
Oh, everybody,
right.
Man. I mean, that's a generational thing.
Yeah.
Man. My pops passed that to me, you know.
Yeah, man. Who didn't grow up on Soul Train, man? I mean, Soul Train gave me a lot, man. One of my favorite things. One of my favorite groups came from Soul Train, so, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm a big Shalamar fan. Yeah, I'm a big Shalamar fan.
Oh, Candace knew that. I'm shocked. She knew who he was talking about, like Shalamar.
Yeah, I'm a big Shalamar fan. Since a teenager, so yeah. Don Cornelius gave me that.
Okay, man. I'm hurting, but you know, whatever. Yeah.
Someone else won't be hurting.
Who that? Oh, his wife?
Yeah, Mrs. Cornelius.
Yeah.
The healing can begin.
You put her on the Soul Chain Scramble Board a couple times.
That's foul.
I hit up with some soft sheen.
But that was as of late because he had a court appearance about 2 years ago.
Yeah, about him beating on her.
Well, she's a pretty fair light skinned lady, right? Well, I've never seen his wife.
I thought she was white.
I mean, it's nothing against that. It's just I thought she was a white.
She was. That means she might have been messing up that line.
Yeah. Are you just not gonna jazz the Michael Jackson dance machine on beat?
Yeah. Now bring love, it peace, and
yep.
Love, peace, and up too late.
Ham. Nope. I'm finna go ham on you. Bring it over here. Bring it over here.
All right. With enough of that, man. Let's go ahead and jump into the terrible truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
And of course, as always,
they're laughing at me, people, because I got my new newscaster glasses on. Just for clarification, soon as the jingle finished, he put these glasses on.
He looks like Kent Clark. I got to get into my newscaster mode. I'm going to take a picture and post it on our page
today.
Yes, you are. And your newscaster is Kent Clark.
Oh, yeah. This is Kent Clark. Greetings and salutations. Oh, okay. Oh, we got to do this on video one day. All right. Bald suspect wanted for stealing Rogaine from in New York pharmacy.
Yep, I can feel him. I can feel him. I feel his pain. Yeah, no. Before you get into it, I feel the man's pain. I remember this summer back in August, nice and hot, and I go visit Lonnie. I'm going to check my boy out. He come out, his hair all locked up, talking about, yeah, man, how you doing? Just shaking it. And I was like, you're an ass.
Hey, man, look. First off, before we clown Lonnie, man, let's just get through this because, hey, me and Lonnie on this same journey,
y'all
man.
Whatever.
But police are looking for two men, one of whom is bald, caught on surveillance camera stealing Rogaine from a CVS pharmacy in Long Island.
I need it.
Yeah. She told me if I come home bald again, it won't happen. And they promised shampoo. But authorities say the man walked into the CVS in Sayville on December 17, placed three boxes of Rogaine in a gift bag, and left without paying. The stolen Rogaine is worth $150.
Well, there you go. That made the news.
And the Suffolk County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest.
There you go. Because I'm going to get $5,000 for turning in somebody who threw $150 worth
right.
of goods. Yeah, that works out well.
I'm just saying they might have had previous
robberies.
Yeah, robberies and
Rogaine,
you know,
robbery.
Rogaine might be sponsoring.
Maybe.
What's the does Rogaine? Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's ever used it. I don't know if it works.
If anybody has ever used Rogaine or has, I guess this really these glasses are really just getting. She just
getting that.
We gotta put
every
this
time you
up.
Look at her, you killing her.
Yeah, but we we gotta under. If anybody has used Rogaine or whatever, I'm just saying is listen to the True Brothers 818-514-1202. Just want to know if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was quite a, but okay, moving right along.
Of course, as we always do. You're blind.
Man allegedly knifes brother over fast food brownie. That's right.
What?
I'm loving it and I'm not sharing it. A Pennsylvania man was arrested on Wednesday night after he allegedly stabbed his brother several times over a McDonald's brownie.
They sell brownies?
They do in Pennsylvania, and they must be great.
All righty, go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Stabbing him.
The cop said that Eric Eggs Kane and his brother Gene Got Stabbed Kane got into an argument when Gene cut the treat in half.
So he was gonna share it with him anyway?
No, I mean, my man Eggs came with the brownie.
Okay.
Stab just figured, oh wow, brownie, cool, and cut it in half. But the share tactic was apparently enough to enrage Eric, because he picked up three steak knives like Wolverine and allegedly slashed and stabbed Gene in the left forearm, shoulder, and right wrist.
Damn.
I thought my brother was going to kill me. He responded by throwing a television at Eric.
Yeah, we saw that.
Eric fled, but was later collared and charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, harassment, and disorderly conduct. But this wasn't Eric's first run with the cops. At the time of the alleged stabbing incident, Eric had been out on bail with charged with slashing his girlfriend last month.
Dude, so he's a repeat slasher.
Oh, he, yeah, hey. What are you doing, bub?
Yeah, he went Wolverine, or he went Weapon X on him.
He went Weapon X on him. Man, did you get to, yeah, they only had one brownie left. And Poe Gene thought, like, hey.
The hashling.
Let's cut him in half.
Right, the hashling is slashing.
Oh, my SpongeBob.
It's the hashling is slashing. The slash bringing, the trash leaking. That is my, oh, for all the SpongeBob people out there, you know what we're talking about.
Right.
That is hilarious.
Who don't love SpongeBob?
Everybody, though. Man, you got a lot of people. But I guess, check this out, though. I don't know how you feel about this, but Bishop Eddie Long was crowned king of the world, technically.
That's right.
Bishop Eddie Long, the suspect of sexual allegations made by male members of New Birth Missionary
all these churches had these long ass.
Forget the name. The name in itself, I mean, not forget the name, but the name in itself lets you know how Bishop rolled. New Birth Missionary.
That's right.
Baptist Church.
That way I can hold their arms down.
Come on, dude.
Oh, he held Jesus down with ropes. Are you lucky? You are lucky. We'll do you how he did you. Nah, we gonna just go. Anyway, we gonna get back. The male members of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church is making headlines again. This time it's because video of one of the church services has gone viral. Long has recently started performing church services again after briefly stepping down as head pastor from the church due to sex scandal and his divorce from his wife. This Sunday, however, he invited special guest Rabbi Ralph Messer. The church televised a very special edition of worship service as the rabbi crowned the bishop as king.
Are you serious?
I am not finagling.
Are you serious?
In this 14-minute long video clip, Messer reveals to church members a priceless 312-year-old scroll apparently recovered from Auschwitz after World War II. After introducing Long, he says he was brought through the slaves raised up in the city, and God now wants to release a new anointing. At around the 5-minute mark, Messer wraps an emotional Eddie Long in the scroll. After one prayer and began fully wrapped in the scroll, which is said to be done for kings in Israel as a Jewish ritual, four men in the church proceeded to raise him up from the.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Anyway, Long was part around the church stage, and the members are able to applaud their new king.
Are you? Okay. You know what? 818-514-1202. Here's what we're going to do. Before we even comment on Eddie and the scroll.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and go into a commercial break, and then we'll come back and get into that. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mist, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard troop soldiers in the game. Hard troop soldiers back again. Hey everybody, this is one half of the True Brothers Ray, here to say thanks for all the love and support you've been showing us. Keep tuning in on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio, putting your comments on Facebook and writing your reviews on iTunes. Also, if you like how we're coming at you, please tell three friends about the show. By exposing us to more people, we can continue to grow the show and fulfill our goal of becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks for making sure truth reigns supreme. Hotel.
Coolest nigga, what?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly because my blindness.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. All hail the king, Bishop Eddie Long.
Right, man. I wish I still had the Down with the King break. I guess I should have came in with
probably
that.
Should. Why you?
Hey,
you trying to commit regicide?
Yeah,
it's regicide. You can't do that.
So let me get this straight. The rabbi comes up, unrolls his scroll,
yep,
and pronounces Eddie Long the king, and the men in the church start smoking his scroll.
I don't know. I just know they say that he came in and they were playing Prince Ali, Ali Abi, Babli Abubwa, and he came in on an elephant and they were playing the trumpet that don't have the thing on it. You know, what is the don't have the finger? You dig
the valve.
The valve. There you go.
Just the racing trumpet.
The racing trumpet. You just, that's when you got to control it through your throat. And then,
oh my God.
And then he just came in. Eddie came floating down with a cashmere sweater, saying, "Ooh, I was cold up there."
Oh my God!
And then they proceeded to wrap him in his princely robes and just let him be anointed as king. Now here's my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's my thing about the whole. According to Christianity or whatever, there's only one king. He who resides in heaven. Now, when did we just start saying, okay, God has given me a rabbi to appoint this here Christian the king?
All that aside, my problem is, what are the dudes doing in the church that fell right into that and start picking him up? Him around, I'm talking about all hail the king.
And then
he's sitting there in a spandex short set. Oh my God.
With his wife's divorce picture on his camera phone.
Talking about, yeah.
But
where's the boys?
That's what gets me. Dog, you can. Yeah, I send this to little boys.
No,
and then you turn around and be a king.
Yeah,
I'm down for regicide.
Right. He's smashing the. The way we bash Sandusky,
there's
no way we not going to bash him.
Yeah.
The hell with him. He smashed them teenage kids.
Smashed.
He smashed them. And then took pictures with his iPhone, flexing in front of the mirror. he's an idiot. Oh, this
The Bible in his left hand.
Wow. Talking about everybody. Oh, hell, your king. Everybody. No, I'm your king.
When did Eddie Long? I was reading something else. When did Eddie Long become a sex figure? Like, from what women have found Bishop Eddie fine. Like,
really?
Yeah, dude, I am not. It was in the Griot. I was reading something on this, and Bishop Eddie Long has just been found fine.
Wow.
And I don't, you know, I, this is not my personal opinion. If you just tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and you hear say Devon come in fine and Bishop Eddie, that's not how it went. It was the study or whatever was done, and Bishop Eddie Long was found to be fine. They ranked him up there with what's one of the sexy flexy, whatever. What's your boy Riley say? One of them.
He's up there with
Usher or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I find that that's just amazing.
I don't get out of office. Like, I'm going to step down. But you want me back so bad, I must come back because I'm the best.
Yeah, as soon as he got that divorce, because he didn't know if she was going to blow him up or not.
Yeah.
So we had to get up enough cash to make sure that you don't, you know, talk out of turn.
Now he's feeling his
And now that you're gone, I am now your king.
Yeah, he feeling his
hell to the king. No.
Yeah, he walks up there. It's his congregation. Oh, we're so glad you're back, Bishop. That's King Bishop Eddie Long for you.
That's right. Now stand still while I hit you with my scepter.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
shit.
Your eye out, kid. Anyway, carry on.
The producer's always good for one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's giving us two today.
Yeah. All right.
And she feels like she's done her job.
Since we're talking about narcissistic jagbags, moving right along.
Okay.
Hip-hop mogul Diddy apologizes for racist and homophobic rant.
Although he's a homo.
Whatever. It's reported that.
That's right.
All right, whatever.
I thought he changed his name to The Swag or something.
I don't know, whatever. Rapper Diddy apologized today for launching a racist and homophobic tirade at a club goer who dared to drink Grey Goose vodka instead of the rapper's
Ciroc.
Own brand of booze.
How dare you not drink Ciroc in this open bar?
What's wrong with you? With many options
that I've came to that had other liquors besides mine.
The Grammy winner said, when did he win a Grammy?
He did?
I thought he got one with that song he did with Biggie.
With Godzilla? I thought it was Faith.
The one about Biggie.
Grammy winner said he had backslid and regressed when he called guest Ricky Parker a Regan and a fag because Mr. Parker chose to embellish the competitors of Diddy Ciroc vodka. At a party Saturday night in Atlanta. I'm a child of God, and I should be better no matter what someone says to me. I'm sorry for the ignorant way I represented myself and us.
Oh, God.
Diddy tweeted to more than 4 million followers.
Oh, my God, he called him Dickie.
Come back with my wheel.
Dickie. Puff
anyway.
Dickie.
That is, anyway. To all my children of God, I have backslid and regressed. Please forgive my ignorance. Pray for me, pals. I know better, and I am better, he continued. I will humble myself and learn, he added. Mr. Parker told TMZ he felt humiliated and disrespected after the public tongue lashing and said he will no longer support
There are a lot of homosexual quotes in there.
First off, let's just straighten something out for the guy who wrote the article.
Tongue lash.
A black person calling another black person a Regan ain't racist. It's not. And just because he called him a fag didn't mean he was calling him in the homosexual sense.
What you mean? The basketball thing, the Bulls.
Joakim Noah. Yeah, when he called the dude in the seat for fag, he didn't mean it like that.
But it just means you're a jerk. Right now,
why would I say that instead of fag? Because that's just the language.
It's just like when Ozzie Guillen of the White Sox called that.
I gotta disagree with you on that.
Really?
I gotta disagree with you on that. If you call somebody fag, there's no other way to mean that.
No, I mean, like, we can mean you soft, like in basketball.
Right. I know, but still,
right.
We like, know what it ultimately means.
Right, but they're trying to PC it up. Just like when you say, oh, man, that's gay. That don't necessarily mean you talking.
Now, we all have seen a commercial where you should not say that.
I totally understand
what you're saying. However, there's no other way to mean it.
Really? Well, the Flintstones meant it in the proper way of being happy, a gay old time. Didn't mean Fred and Barney was.
Yeah, that was
Bernie and
Ert too.
Ert and Bernie,
right?
Bert and Ernie, whatever.
Yeah, we got some people on the line. I see you out there, 773. If you want to make a comment, go ahead and press 1 and raise your hand.
There you go.
Let's hit it up. You want to just hit them up?
Yeah, let's hit up to see what's up, man.
Okay, cool.
What's up, man? You on with the Truth Brothers? What's your name? Where you from?
Hey, you on with Truth Brothers? What's your name?
What up, there? Just getting a shout out to my nigga DJ for doing this thing.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate the love.
Keep up the work, Devon, man. Everything looking good for y'all. Just keep everything going.
Oh, no doubt, man. Appreciate the love, bro. Thanks for tuning in and listening to Truth Brothers, man.
That's right. Keep listening.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. But thanks, man. I didn't know I was Regan's. There we go. Nah, man, that's big though, man. We whoever that was, man, appreciate the love. You know, that's definitely what's up. We got another story. Or are we going straight to the some old thing?
I do have a story.
Oh, you got one. Here we go.
He usually has good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. We got something regarding the tech world here. Tech titans Mark Zuckerberg and Sean Parker in drunken fight over new music venture Spotify.
Yep, I'm finna punch you in your Facebook.
Right.
That fight didn't sound good at all.
Billionaire Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg and Napster co-founder Sean Parker, who has launched music streaming service Spotify, got into a boozy fight over the new venture at West Hollywood Club, The Beverly. The pair whose complicated relationship was highlighted in The Social Network, reportedly got into an alcohol-fueled argument over Facebook's partnership deal with Spotify.
Real quick, when they said that it was the other dude, the Sean dude, this is the one that the dancing dude played in the movie.
Who?
Dancing dude?
I know. Everybody knows Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
Zuckerberg.
That was the dude that was, he's a dancing one, be black.
No.
Who? Are you talking about?
He played
about?
Him in the
social,
movie.
The social network?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Timberlake played the dude who created Napster.
Okay.
So that's this dude in the story, I'm assuming.
Okay,
that's what I was trying to.
I'm like,
right.
I forget.
You know, I'm not no big
Justin Timberlake fan.
So.
Cool.
Okay, so Sean and Mark had done the big Spotify launch and headed to the Beverly to party, a source said. They spent a lot of money on alcohol, and as the night went on, they got into an intense discussion, which turned into a loud argument as they left. The source added Sean argued that Spotify users should not be forced to sign up for a Facebook account, but Mark wouldn't budge. It was a full-on screaming match outside the club, but stopped short at coming to blows. They then stormed off in different directions. The partnership has boosted Spotify subscribers, but irked some who do not want their music choices broadcast on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
Battle of the billionaires.
Yeah, so they beat each other with a bag of cash in the parking lot.
Right.
Right.
Look at your Ferrari.
You hit me with a 20 and slapped him with a 50.
Oh, you only look at your Ferrari. Just got it today. I'm getting mine done right now. How can you be a billionaire and be arguing over something? Like, it don't even matter. You got money. You own Facebook. You own Napster. Let us and it's not like you even have to communicate with each other. I mean,
they're in a partnership and whatever.
I saw yesterday that Zuckerberg, the Facebook by itself is worth $16 billion.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then he went into this venture with this dude on the Spotify. I don't even know what Spotify is. Do you know what it is?
Spotify.
It's supposed to be the new.
It's a new music service that's kind of linked up.
Right, that the Sean dude and Napster. I mean, him and music already can get you, you know, hooked up by the FBI. I don't know if I want to mess with Spotify.
Yeah, I mean,
Napster got a couple of people hemmed up.
Yeah, it's
man.
A lot of them like that. They got a lot of sites like out there. A lot of sites like that still out there. I don't want to personally throw them on blast or nothing.
Right, right.
Because, hey, I enjoy getting my music.
Really? I don't.
I don't.
But anyway,
partake
yeah.
in such.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell you what. Let's go into this next break, and then maybe someone will hit us with a bag of cash. Truth Brothers Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money.
Truth Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you want to try it some more.
Try it some more.
Time doesn't matter and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact.
Oh.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dust it and party as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it. You can do it at school, just don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, make your life so free.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut. Delightfully toasted and hard as well.
Enjoy yourself, we won't count.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Brothers Radio.
Aston King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, the sky is my eyeline. Son of the most over up high.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And let's see, we done covered P. Diddy beating on somebody because they dared drink a vodka that wasn't his, and billionaires fighting with money. So,
and can't forget Bishop Eddie, I get him in long.
Very long.
Crowned king of the world. Titanic style. But dig this, we done went from that to the Congress now. Congress bans welfare recipients from using federal funds at strip club.
Well, out of all the nerve.
How dare they, right? The U.S. House of Representatives have approved legislation that will prevent people who receive welfare benefits from using their federal payments at strip clubs, casinos, or liquor stores. The Hill reports the Republicans have argued that this bill will attempt to prevent the waste and abuse of federal payments. The legislation was approved 395 to 27 by 395 to 27 vote. The House approved legislation that will prevent welfare recipients from accessing their payments in strip clubs, casinos, and liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
A proposal Republicans back as a way to reduce waste and federal payments.
Right. And when it goes to the Senate?
It's supposed to, but they just saying Democrats have grumbled the bill and that they want it's supposed to help your family, so we trying to get that done.
No, so it's just a publicity stunt.
But dude, the bill is gone.
No, the bill passed the House. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate, and it's going to die in Congress. It's stupid. First off, who is getting a welfare check at the strip club?
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. What you throwing your link card at the bar?
What you saying? You know, you get your unemployment benefits, right?
Uh huh.
You can't put your unemployment card at an ATM at a strip club and pull out. Like, you can't go to a casino, put your unemployment card in, and pull out.
Okay, and it's always been that way. So
no, it hasn't.
Well, in different states, yeah. Because in California, you couldn't, and I believe in Illinois, you can't take your link card and go to a casino.
They put all money on the cards
for
unemployment.
If you get an unemployment card, they put your money on the card.
On the card,
like an
and
ATM
then you can
debit
go,
card,
and then you go take it to the bank. You can
take it to
cash.
A regular ATM too.
Okay, okay. So if I'm going to go to the strip club, right? I'm gonna go to the ATM
and Walgreens
go in
and
the strip
then,
club.
Right. That's it. That's
ooh,
I mean.
So
yeah.
What did you stop?
But they saying like, okay, what if? Oh man, I forgot to get that 30 out before. I don't know, multiples of 20, so I forgot to get that 40 out.
Okay, you get
I
your hand stamped, you leave, you go
there
get
you
the
go.
Money and come
right.
back.
Yeah, hey,
because
they're not gonna let you out the strip club.
Yeah, what time Cinnabons go on?
Right.
Okay. Cool. I'll be back.
Exactly. So what? That's a stupid publicity stunt.
I don't know. Hey, man, I know a couple of them, they got on the stage. I'd be back. Like, hey, oh, my God.
I'm
Pete.
Just saying,
no,
right.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Why do we do our hands like this when we just...
it's
the small slowpoke seizure.
Yeah. Now, you know what, man? Hey, Moby, if you out there, man, call the show, 818-514-1202, because I just don't know if any... I've never known anyone to get paid
with
the link
know.
Card. Right. I'm not saying that he does. I'm saying he might know... of a story or two, you know.
Right.
Hey, I can't pay you, but boy, can I get you some groceries?
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Man, hey, man, I feel like you should be, like, it wasn't a point where they was getting ready to test anybody who received benefits
they
for
were
drug
trying to,
testing.
They were trying to do that in Florida. And then they were grumbling about trying to do that in the House, but it didn't go anywhere because that's just, you know.
I'm just saying, though.
It's insult to injury, that's all.
Like,
but, yeah, I know they tried running that in Florida, and they ran into a backlash. And just picking on
just
poor
real
people.
Real quick. I mean, I know we got stories, but, hey, if that was to actually, would you be down for, hey, man, you got to test them to make sure they get their unemployment. If they marijuana.
No, they unemployed. No,
you don't. They deserve it.
No,
I mean,
you're paying into unemployment. It ain't like you're getting it out of you pay into that.
So you
that's
decide
your,
if you want
AG Wentworth. It's your money. You need it now.
Hey. 818-514-1202. If anybody, we're not asking you to drop no names, but if you feel like, hey,
first off, if you unemployed and you're looking for a job and everybody who's unemployed ain't sitting back on the couch saying, I'm living the great life.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for a job.
No doubt.
Therefore, you know that most jobs are going to drug test you anyway. Any good paying job.
No doubt.
So, therefore, you're not going to be doing drugs to begin with.
You make it valid.
You know, just saying.
But they do
logic.
Have little
work.
Again, you know, I don't indulge in such, but they do have these. I've heard from a couple of people that I've known that have said, hey, man, they got a pill or something you swallow, some water or something you drink that cleans the system out. Nothing.
Let me tell you a little. See, this was supposed to be for second hour job drama, but
we're
going to get into
it. No,
because you talked about this. We got plenty of stories, and I know we're going to have plenty of calls. So there was a guy that I worked with. Who I have a CDL. He has a CDL. CDL, you know, you're going to get drug tested. It's mandatory. It comes part of having CDL.
Right.
So he decided that I'm going to have a CDL. And what the hell? I'm going to smoke weed, too, because I can do that. Wrong. When they drug tested him, he tried to take that little pill or whatever.
Okay.
And needless to say, he's doing something else now.
And there you go.
Right.
All right.
So, happily moving right along, male teacher faces assault charges after allegedly punching female student.
Ooh. What?
A Pennsylvania teacher who has been charged with punching a 14-year-old female student in the face hard enough to draw blood claimed he was provoked by her throwing chalk at him. Chalk.
These kids on mouth.
Chalk.
I just got
this shirt out the cleaners. If you throw that chalk at me.
He meant it when he said, you're going to learn today. He meant that, like, you're going to learn something today or I'm going to punch you in the face.
This is, I think this is Eddie Long's cousin, Richard B. Little.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just caught that. You are lying.
I am not lying.
What do they call him for short?
B. Little.
But short for Richard.
Right.
Oh, my God. His parents screwed him from the jump.
That's why he's punching kids in the face. 41 was charged with simple assault, aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, another harassment, and disorderly conduct in relation to the January 23rd incident at Presbyterian Children's Village. in Rosemont, Pennsylvania. Police said a supervisor at the school was called to the classroom by Little, who said the girl was throwing chalk at him. As the accused left the room, he allegedly pulled the student into the hallway and punched her in the face.
How old was the girl?
14.
He punched a 14-year-old girl in the face.
And led with his right and stepped in too.
Wow.
It is getting great. Oh, I love violence in schools, man.
Dick Little was escorted off campus.
Dick Little. Dick B. Little.
That is
you can't resist.
Yeah, oh dude,
you can't resist.
What is short? Richard B. Little
Corn Nuts was escorted off
campus. It might be small, but it's a big impact.
Man, I want you. Yep, they calling him over intercom. Dick Little, we need you to come down here and verify your corn nuts is on the desk.
We need you to bust a nut.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Get you down here and bust these nuts.
In her face.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
after being arraigned, Little was released on bail. Very small bail. Didn't have to post a lot. Yep. Presbyterian Children's Village, which has two facilities in the greater Philadelphia region, caters to troubled teens who have issues caused by violence, neglect, addiction, poverty, or mental illness. And you know, oh man, you know what? When we go to break, I'm gonna give you this dude's picture, and you can post it up. You gotta see this dude, man.
He looks like his name.
He looks just like he looks like. I don't know what happened. All I know is she threw chalk at me and kept calling me Richard Little.
She threw it. She threw the chalk at me and said, "I heard this. What you're packing?" And then she proceeded to punch me in the face. Wow. Mr. Little.
Hold off and just, man.
But you know, hey, man. You don't
say
criticize. You don't criticize a man's size, dog. And he probably hopped over desk.
Yep.
And everything.
This time nobody jumped the counter.
No, and nobody, the girl was like, notice how I kicked him in the balls and nothing happened.
And it didn't stop him one bit. He kept coming.
And as he proceeded to keep punching her, she kept saying, see, I told y'all, I saw him. He just said he punched her in the grill.
Don't tell anybody else.
You think you funny, huh? With your fancy Crayola crayons and holding them next to my pants, you think you're funny.
She was throwing it out of time, how frank to me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Poor Mr. Little, man. Yeah.
It's the baby.
Oh, my God. It's a baby. Get him out of here.
Oh,
that is horrible.
Hey, man,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Well, then, if that's the case, let's go with this, man. We're gonna shoot out with this one. World's greatest dad shirt gets guy in trouble.
All right.
Dig this. This
Who
is
do
a
you
real
think
quick.
You are?
This is a real quick story. So if you blink, you might miss it. Daniel Everett, a 33-year-old Clarkston, Michigan man, has been arrested in an undercover child sex sting operation that nabbed the suspect while wearing a T-shirt that insists he's the world's greatest dad.
You can't arrest me. I'm the world's greatest dad.
Don't mind what my son and daughter are over there doing. Focus here. These cameras and everything are for their future presentation that you, yeah, whatever. Don't focus on my kids.
Takes all kinds. Remember, Sandusky was wearing the We Are Penn State shirt when they arraigned. Hey. Yeah,
when Penn had a kid down with his arms on him like Eddie. Yep.
Right.
Hold him down. That is, dude, what is.
I don't know.
Why can't
I don't know.
Grown people be grown people?
I don't know.
What is the fascination of wanting to be. Yes, I'm R. Kelly. You want my social? Yeah, that's me. And the little girl's just sitting there. Everybody just wants to mess with the children.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Because, hey.
I'm R. Kelly. I think your daughter's going to be a star. Let me make this album with her. Oh, the album's finished, and guess what? We're married.
Yep. Your first single is going to be Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Remember that. Remember.
And it's free to pee on side.
See.
Poor Kells, man. Poor Kells. Whatever.
Wait, what, really?
Poor Kells.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate.
Yeah, that's the hell with it.
Yeah, No.
Poor Kells, man.
She no.
took the needle
no.
off the racket.
Poor Kells, my ass.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
What you got? What's wrong with the kid?
I'm a little sensitive. I got a 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I hate.
You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
No.
She can't come
poor
in.
Nothing.
This is my man, Robert.
You sitting there jumping. He's going
to make me a
no.
star.
Yeah.
He told me meet him at the studio. He been drinking water all day.
He's somebody at 20.
He come in unwrapping his
star.
New catheter bag. How you doing, Candace? Can I call you Candace? And he's ripping that plastic off that catheter bag. Can I call you Candace?
No.
Coke 45.
Yeah, my mind's telling me no. But this urinal.
Oh,
this urinal
is
telling me yes.
818-514-1202.
Dick B. Little.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Richard Little, man. That has just been on my brain. I would. Do you know I would kill my parents?
I would.
Man.
Yeah, I would just change my name.
You just lie.
What can you lie about?
What is the middle? I want to know what the middle name is.
Ben.
B.
Ben.
Ben.
Yeah, Dick
Ben
Little. Ben Little.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. And it's not like we're cursing.
No.
Everybody knows.
That's the
Richard.
Richard, the short book.
Dick Nixon.
That's right.
All right. Are we going there? No.
That's right. They call him Tricky Dick.
Tricky.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I knew they called
yeah,
him
Richard
Tricky
Nixon.
Dick.
Yeah, Richard Nixon nickname to the people was Tricky Dick. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
Dick Phelan. Dick Durbin.
Yeah. Dick Durbin. Yep.
Yeah,
our senator does a great job, but yeah, and he walking around, yeah, call me dad. Durbin, that's right.
I get some derb on.
Oh,
so yeah,
that is awful,
Richard
man.
Little,
yeah.
And she throwing chalk at him.
She's throwing chalk
hard and fast.
She keep popping him in the little.
This is what you should be doing.
Yep, he's throwing chalk at her in the little. It's like, notice he's not feeling none of this.
None of this. Nothing.
Yep.
All right.
He's still wearing SpongeBob draws of a kid, man. He ain't.
Okay.
He got room.
Okay.
He has room to move.
Next story, please. Next story.
All right. Teacher and cop team up in porn website business run from her school.
Teacher and
this is like a crazy sitcom. She's a teacher, he's a cop.
Oh,
and they make porn in school.
Yep. Called prison learning.
Stockton, California. Notice we stayed away from Florida all day so far.
Congratulations, Florida.
Right. Stockton, California. Teacher and her cop boyfriend are being investigated for running several porn websites from her school computer. Heidi Kaslin, a married special ed teacher at
I knew that was gold.
At Lincoln High School has been placed on administrative leave during the investigation. Her partner in love and in the alleged sex business, Richard Fields.
You are lying about these names, man.
I am not. Who was a Stockton police officer assigned to her school prior to being forced into early retirement by budget cuts last May. We're conducting an investigation, the Lincoln superintendent, Tom Uslin, told the Stockton Record. Absolutely no determination has been made whether disciplinary action will even be necessary because, hell, I was enjoying them.
Shit, his name is Dick Fields.
The website in question had names like MySLuttyTeacher.com.
Oh, my God.
And TeachHerTitties.com. Yep.
Oh. Teach Her Titties by Dick Fields. Boy, that dude name is not Richard Fields.
Oh, man, let me get through this. Let me get through this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, one of the websites said this company was created by a young teacher who was inspired after her male students spent most of their period staring at her boobs. Kathleen Mint Fields, when he was assigned by Stockton Police as Lincoln High School's resource officer.
He told
the newspapers that he often visited Heidi's class because her students needed discipline, and then they eventually began an affair. He also points the finger at Heidi's husband, Trent Castlin, who discovered the affair, learned about the websites, and alerted school officials.
Ooh.
Cop said, "Okay, if my crime is I fell in love with a married woman, I'm sorry. It wasn't planned." This is what the cop said. Trent and Heidi split in September and are now in divorce proceedings. So far, this has been an internal matter within Lincoln School District. No criminal charges have been brought. Now, how is that even possible? How was that even possible that this could just be an internal matter?
That love.
They was in the AV department. They lost control a little bit. But who does it?
That love thing, man, it gets you every time. I don't know, man. I just, hey, whatever.
It puts you in the school.
I'm not waiting. We gonna do it on this dress. I got a new name. Chalking stuff.
There you go. Chalking stuff. Yep.
Well, teacher's pet. But, Dick Field. This is
Going along the same lines. I got another story for you guys too. Ironically, also dealing with a teacher who films a porn with an ex student and may actually be able to stay at the school that they are employed by. Oh, a porn star, quote unquote. Porn star teacher could keep his job despite a video of him having sex with an ex student.
There you go.
Whoa. Yeah. My bad. Hold on. It's a guy on a little girl?
It's a guy.
It's a guy on an ex student.
On an ex student.
Ex student.
Okay, I got to hear the rest of the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm bad.
Okay, a porn star teacher could keep his job despite a video of him having sex with an ex student being posted on an X rated website. Just days before school resumed, the Geelong High School at the center of the storm.
What is the name of that team?
Hey, G-Spot. Man.
Okay,
and there
I'm
it
sorry.
Is.
Go ahead.
The Geelong High School at the center of the storm says it's taking the matter, quote unquote, very seriously. The graphic video of the teacher and student who graduated in 2008 went viral on social media websites after students discovered it. A preview of the video shows the couple naked in sex acts and with the girl blindfolded. The ex-student explained that everyone who knew them understood the couple were in a committed relationship. The couple lives together and jointly owns a business.
Business of porn.
What's the problem? I ain't heard nothing yet. But go
right.
ahead.
We are consenting adults, the young woman said. Oberon High School Principal Allison Murphy says she took immediate action when she became aware of the video, but said that the video did not change her view of the quote unquote successful teacher. He is not in
here. He is successful.
So the matter is still under investigation. So, you're a little creepy to me.
A little creepy to me.
Hey, man.
There's nothing wrong with hollering at one of your old teachers.
Once
you graduate.
Hey.
Making a little movie.
Writing poem books. I'm sorry, man.
What if it's Miss Manley?
Well, I'm not looking. I'm not looking at if Miss Manley don't look like a man. There's no problem. Hey, I'm sorry. It's been a couple of teachers that I was like, yep. When I get older, I'm gonna keep drinking my milk.
As soon as I get out of here.
Oh, whoo! It's one in particular that. Yep. Don't let me cross your path. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
Hey, I hope they not listening.
Yes, I guess that's what the 14-year-old told Richard Little.
Nope.
Well, as soon as I graduate from here.
We're going to get you that pump, and it's going to be on.
Wow.
It's going to be on. They will change your name to Richard Big. But
Biggie Small.
But nah, I personally don't see the problem. How many of us have had a teacher that you thought was attractive? B100.
Sure.
All right then.
That don't mean I'm gonna go make a sex tape with them. But hey, whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, as a parent, that would concern me. I guess, you know.
Why?
Because you actually had to be dealing with the student before she graduated.
No. Right. But they said they hooked up 3 years after she
graduated.
Out.
Right. She wasn't a student anymore.
Right.
But
it's 3 years later. So I mean,
however, he's
that's
still
why
teaching
they
at the school.
Yeah.
So
but that's
still,
why they in that. Right. She's grown.
No.
Yeah. That's
but
what
she's
that's
grown.
Right.
Yes.
That's,
no. I understand all that. What I'm saying is, as a parent who hears this story and has a kid in that school,
so if
and
you,
this guy may be the
went,
teacher, I'd have had my eyebrow raised a little bit.
Let's say you go back to your old high school. And you come across a teacher, one of your old teachers right now, and he's like, hey, would you like to have some coffee? You'd be like, nah, that's creepy.
No, get off here. I'm not in a porn with them.
If he said, let's date.
No. Why?
You're not dating an ex-teacher.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is he's still teaching. Your video has been made public. You're still teaching. And as a parent of a child,
okay. Go
who
ahead.
Knows this? You know, it just seems a little odd.
I got you.
I'm sorry. Hey,
818-514-1202. Let's go ahead and go into the next break, and then we'll come back in the second hour. And if anybody got any comments, they can have at it.
All right.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Why is garbage music selling a lot? Why is the music industry state of mind real far from hip-hop? Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will not be televised. Get around here. Why keep my right fist in the sky? I let them know that we gon' make it.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for a flower shop nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord.
Dixon crew. Follow me now. They say, say hi, Dick, if you're rolling hip hop. Say, Jay Rose, if you're rolling hip hop. Read definition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say, Black Dog, come to Rocket Yacht. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Vaughn.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth, of course, is spelled T-R-U-F.
And, you know, we're always standing by on Facebook and Twitter.
All right.
As we are, always.
Right.
As
we are always. In the second hour of Truth Brothers, and we're going to be talking about work drama. And this is your chance to call in and put some of them coworkers that drive you crazy on blast. We want to hear your stories
about what they do.
That's right. Other people that drive you crazy at work, or customers, or whoever, you know, that you have to deal with when you're doing your job.
And the Truth Brothers will give you our way of dealing with
there you
the
go.
Best way possible.
There you go. No maybe, chalk.
Maybe not so diplomatic. We're just saying. But, of course, the second hour of Truth Brothers is brought to you by, you got your first sponsor?
There you go. It's brought to you by Reverend John Downlow's new book, I Walk With Jesus, because he doesn't have a car, at all bookstores and rollbacks.
And also, we're bringing the second hour by Lady Lips Shampoo, because nothing feels better on your head than Lady Lips.
Again, found it all rollback stores. And as a bald gentleman myself, I like lady lips on my head.
Hey, what? The shampoo is just
yeah, lady lip. Lady lip shampoo is great, man. Boy,
Eddie Long can't say that.
Oh, that wasn't wrong. I told, yeah.
Oh my God,
that's a great sponsor though, man. They sponsor the show, so we got a
lady lips.
Yeah, lady
shampoo.
Lips. Lady lips shampoo.
And.
Nothing feels better on your head than lady lips. Boy, yes. Them play of words is great, isn't it? Isn't it great to just be able to have a play on words?
I love it.
But back to what we were saying about the second hour of Truth Brothers is brought to you, and we're just going to keep doing it how we're doing it, people. If you like what you're hearing again, please call in 818-514-1202. Just show us the
that's
love
right,
and everything.
That's right.
And also, again, don't forget to tell your friends about the Truth Brothers Radio.
That's right. And you know, we're always hearing on Facebook or in emails how people are shy to call the Truth Brothers. Look, you don't have to say your name. When we ask, what's your name, caller? Give us your nickname. Give us your pseudonym. You could be, as a matter of fact, everybody can be Richard Little today if you want to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because I know today, it's a lot of you guys who you hear that and you will not want to say your name because you feel like it'll get you in trouble at
that's
work
right.
or whatever
that's
the
right.
case may be. Don't say your name. Just
that's
say
right.
this person that I know or I work with gets on my nerves
that's
and
right.
I just want to say this about them. So, yeah, and always, you know, Truth Brothers are here to just receive all love that we get to, you know, whatever. So, I don't know about y'all, man. I've had a real peaceful time at work. Nobody's bothered me.
Man, people get on my nerves.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I'm lying. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a lot. I've had a lot of people just, yeah, you think you tough. No, I don't. I just want to drive my truck. That's all I want to do.
You're right.
I want to splice these cables. That's it. So I'm curious, man. But for me, though, it's not really the person that gets, it's like I don't go out seeking the trouble. The trouble just seems to find me. And does
yep.
that make it my fault? Does it make it seem
no,
like
it
I'm the one
carrying
the yeah, you supposed to hate me flag?
No.
Right.
No, I think what I've deduced from this point in time is that a lot of people are just miserable. And they bring their miserable garbage to the job and gotta share it off on somebody.
At home living with Dick Little.
that's the reason to be pissed off. Definitely, yeah.
I tend to be a people person to me. I walk up to people, I say, how you doing, or whatever the case may be, and just, you know, because I consider myself pretty friendly. I don't want ruckus.
Right.
And people just
some people hate on you because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. I had a
yeah.
boss. Could not stand me. Now, mind you, I love my chocolate skin. I love it. But dudes tend to just say, don't like that complaint. You seem to be happy in your chocolate skin. Why aren't you miserable like me in my chocolate skin?
Right, yeah. Right.
And it's like, that's something in itself.
Right. Now, you know what? We just got an email here at wewanttruth@att.net.
Okay.
From, let me get this name here, from Miss Too Hot. And she says that she works as a dental assistant and says that she hates that the majority of, the dentist patients have real bad breath. And she says that they be trying to have conversations.
And they trying to talk to her like,
bad
that's
breath.
Why I'm here. Hey, lady, I know I came in here with this odor.
Halitosis is real.
Yeah, but look, while you drilling them, you should be friendly with you. That's your job.
You know what? On Too Hot's behalf, maybe she don't like, she got to deal with that all day. Gets on your nerve. I don't know.
So I'm saying, who, if you're listening to 818-514-1202, what is it exactly at your job that you feel is bringing this type of drama or BS to you? Why do you feel like this person is bringing it to you? And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, just because they're hating. Be real. Are you bringing something to that
elaborate,
person?
Elaborate, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, or it could be just, sometimes it's just that person in general who just picks.
That's true, too.
It's not that they're picking on the person who's going to tell the story in particular. It's just that they always walk, they don't do their job, or they, you
now
know,
that,
or
that
they
I
lazy,
can understand.
Or, you know.
But that's like,
or
saying,
you got that supervisor that's always just nitpicking and bugging people.
True. Now, that I can understand. I'm making an extra $2 more than you. So.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that, but at the same time, I want to know, because we all know that there's that one person that could be walking through your job like, oh, I think I'm better than everybody, and you have the same job title and everything, but they just feel as if they're better than you, because. But I'm asking, if you know that you're doing something wrong, and then at the end of the day, you're blaming it on this person because they think that they're better than you, you know, then you're kind of at fault, too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my personal story.
I guess.
Whatever. I mean, you got to, unless you got a personal story outside of that, but, you know, that's just where I'm at. I don't personally indulge in such. Like I said, I'm a peaceful guy.
Yeah, everybody loves you at your job, huh?
Nah. I mean, it's just, you know, what's crazy is, a lot of people tend to just take it like you're supposed to act a certain way because you look a certain way, or and they can take it as, oh man, he thinks he's better than us, when in all actuality, I don't want to say I think I'm better than you. It's just I choose to not just say, oh man, so everybody going to Arnie's after work, cool.
Right,
let me
go ahead and get
my government assistant card out, and we gonna swing over there and play
purple
tip
platinum.
Drill. There you go, purple platinum, yellow bottom. Let's do it.
Right.
So that's just me, though, man. I have had a couple. Like I said, like I had this one boss, man. I could not, for some reason, the dude just didn't like me, man.
Yeah. You know, what's his first name? Don't give his last name. Let's give his first name.
We gonna just call him. Yeah. 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 I mean, the dude really just had a hard on for me. No homo. But
pause.
Right, and it's like he really just was like, nope. I'm going to find it. Matter of fact, I had another boss. Guy name was Muhammad. No joke. Guy name was Muhammad. And it was like I was outside. I was doing my job. Just boom, taking care of my business.
Right.
And the dude, my phone rung. So instantly I'm like, oh, you know, I put it on mute, you know, because it was, you know, it rung. And it wasn't loud. I thought I had already had it on silent and not vibrate. And the dude just seeing me reach for my little hip to turn the thing down. Assumed that I was answering it. Now, mind you, no Bluetooth is in my ear or nothing. So he comes out, say, hey, man, I thought I told you to do what I told you to do. I'm like, man, yeah, I was doing what you asked me to do, but, you know, my phone went off. I'm out here with the customers. I'm turning my phone down so they don't hear it, you know. And he just proceeded to say, nah, you was about to answer your phone till you saw me. And then I'm like, okay, let's run down these variables real fast. First off, I don't care if I saw you or not. If you saw me answer the phone, I'd have answered it anyway. Like, hey, what's up? Okay, yeah, he's here. But the fact of the matter is, me and this dude, like, really, we didn't really get along that well until my last day there.
which
was everybody's last day there.
Though. Oh, okay.
And then that's when he, but I found out the dude, he was from another country. And this is what's crazy. They tend to come from another country over here. And they look at us
and heard that. That's right. Yeah. You lazy and you like
to,
you like to spend your checks on strippers.
Yeah. So whatever. That, wow. I mean, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying. You know, I find it to be hateful.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I've had some issues myself. I used to work for a school district, and I had a pretty vital job in that school district. I was paired up with a boss who was African American,
mm-hmm.
and very chauvinistic. Older mm-hmm. guy, very, very old school, very chauvinistic.
Okay.
And you know the type of people who don't like for you to know more than them. The type of people who make six figures and don't know nothing.
Wow.
Everybody has had a boss
at
like
school, at the
oh,
school.
Oh, dude. Yeah. What do you think a superintendent? Yeah, dude.
Make six figures?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Easy.
Oh yeah.
High six or low six?
High six.
What?
Yeah.
There's some school superintendents in America who make a million, who can make $1 million.
Oh, man, I'm finna go holler at Superintendent Chalmers or something, man, because that, I didn't know they were, dude, and all I got to do is run through. All right, your hallway's clean. Where's the scream room? Okay.
right.
God. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
No, it's up. Good. To make a long story short, paired up with him for about 5 years. 5 years go by, you know, all of a sudden, now the district has to make budget cuts. So now, mind you, I had a vital job, and the district was great at it. Mm-hmm. You know, showed up every day, even when I wasn't there, did my thing, you know, remotely. But so we had a disagreement one day, and he didn't like what I had to say about it. Waited a couple of months. Before I knew it, I was being handed a pink slip told, got 6 months left.
Good luck, huh?
And pretty much. So when I asked the question, okay, well, who's going to do this vital job that I have? Oh, I'm gonna take it over. I'm going to do it.
Mm.
Really? Okay. So six months come and go. I leave. I got invited back under another position. Because, you know, they didn't want me to sue them, of course. So they brought me back, put me into another position, but had someone else who worked in our in a certain department take over my job and gave it a new title.
Mm.
But then still wanted me to assist with giving information and helping out, and it was a big
deal. How do you work the computer? That's one thing I never could do, man. If I got fired for a job or whatever, you're not finna have me train the person who's replacing
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
To take no.
How
dude.
About no? Right, exactly.
No,
exactly.
That's really not happening, dude. That's like, hey, you know, nah. You why wouldn't you just keep me there? But you want me to train this person behind me to say, hey,
no,
man.
No, they didn't
want
to keep me because they thought it would be more economically smart to hire four other people to do the same job I was doing.
So it took four people to do what you was doing.
Absolutely.
That was real smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? I've only quit one real job in my life. Just one real, you know, not the kiddie jobs.
There you go.
One real job. But boy, I hated this place. And I took it chasing the money because they offered me so much. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I chased it. And the place was awful. That was way worse than the place I left.
Yeah.
And boy, was I miserable. And me and this, I was working this paint roller, this paint coater. It coated steel coils.
Okay.
And it was between me and the quality control guy. We had to work together because you got a steel coil. You got to get so much of this thing painted, and it's got to be the right color. It's got to be the right consistency that the customer wants. Or you wasting money.
Right.
So me and the quality control guy had to work together. I was brand new, and they just promoted the quality control guy. He's a young kid. And for some reason, every time we work together, nothing ever goes right.
mm-hmm.
and has to be the new guy.
Yep.
Not this guy. It had to be me, even though when he wasn't at, whenever he didn't come in, I would work with anybody else.
Somebody
who had
else
been doing the job. Every night would go real nice. But every time he come back, it had to be me. And we had a crew meeting about it one day. And like I say, I'm new. I've been there like 3 months. And the manager just came right out of his behind and was like, yeah, and Ray, you're the reason that we're losing money. Let him tell it. I was putting the whole company in bankruptcy.
Yep. You are
that didn't work too well
paint.
For me. Yeah. Oh. So I couldn't stand the place. So I just stopped. I was taking all my vacation days. I was taking all the sick days.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to get attendance out of there, right?
Right.
So the time I took off, I know when I go back to work this time, they let me go. I know I went beyond the pale, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So when I get there, manager like, oh, hey, Ray, how you doing? And we working, and I'm waiting for them to call me in the office to say, you know, this isn't, we're going to have to let you go.
Right, you just going out.
They ain't said nothing. An hour go by, ain't said nothing. 2 hours go by. And then one of the dudes was like, oh, yeah, man, yeah, when they let you go here, they let you go in the morning when your shift is over.
Right.
So they plan on firing you in the morning, not right now. They need right. you on the line. So I was like, oh, really? So I start packing my car.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
just drove off.
Dude.
I just left the place.
Is that not the place?
Yeah, you're not going to work me all night.
And then
tell me in the morning, yeah, you a bum, you're fired. I'll be a bum right now.
Yeah,
right.
I had that.
But that was, I've never done that again, man. I felt bad about that, though, man. But I was just like, no, you're not.
You're
I
crazy.
Hated that place.
You crazy.
I hated that
dude,
place.
Dude, nah, I did. Man, I've done that. I worked at a fan. It's not Walmart, but it's a store like it. Big dot with a red dot with a circle around it.
Yeah,
worked
roll
that
back.
There you go. Well, anyway, long story short, while I was working here, I was working with a friend of mine, and we was always cool, but the guy, I mean, it's like, she was a cool person, extremely cool, and we just got cool, and that's all it was. It was just, hey, what's up, you know, I'm new there, and she's helping me out,
right.
showing me the ropes, basically. But the dude who was over our shift had a thing for her, like, had a real thing, and he had the name of a cartoon character, we'll just say that, right?
Yeah.
Of a Sesame Street character.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he wound up and the girl. Now, mind you, I'm not after the girl. She's cool people, but I'm not after her.
Right.
But it wound out, I was like, man, I'm working mornings, everything's cool. She working morning, everything's cool. All of a sudden, I'm working nights now. So I'm like, okay, that's no problem, you know, whatever. But I'm sure I'll get right back because he already told me in the beginning before me and the girl got cool. Like, oh, nah, man, you'll be working mornings all the time. That way me and you could be, bam, everything straight. Cool, no problem. Then after a while, the girl, I catch up with her as she's leaving. I'm coming in. I'm like, yo, what's up? She's like, yo, why are you not working mornings? I'm like, I don't know. Turns out the dude would always leave with the girl. Like, nope, we're going to separate you two
because mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this. So one day she had to work nights with me. All of a sudden, I'm going to stay late. The dude say, I'm going to just stay late today because, you know, I got to keep an eye on things, right? So we're at the end of the day. I'm putting my stock and everything back as well. Back. I'm putting my stock and everything up. Girl didn't have a ride, right? So
yeah.
At this point, I'm like, hey, you know, she was like, hey, if you could do me a favor, could you drop me? Oh, no problem. We cool. So we walking out. He's already outside by his car.
Waiting. I slashed your tire so you would need this ride.
Dude, we walk straight Dang. Past him. Next day, it's, oh, yeah, I don't do nothing, and this, and that. And I'm like, dude, what, why?
And he's dog.
And he's dog, and he looked like he performed on Law and Order. And I hate him. But I'm like,
right.
Hey, this is what we used to say, man. To that guy, I'm sure you know how to step your game up, man. That's it. That's
there
all I'm going to say, because I feel that way now.
And now that advice has been passed out, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. If birth made you American, you wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are victims of America.
Together now, hard
truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know.
Hey, Truth Brother listeners, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to thank all of our fans for the love and support for the show. Please continue to show your love by telling three friends about the show and asking them to check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Truth Brothers. That's TRUFBROS, live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and all episodes are available for free download on iTunes. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Twitter and write your reviews on iTunes. Help us reach our goal to becoming the number one internet radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll keep telling our truth straight with no chaser. Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. One thing about music, when it's real, they get scared. Got a slave for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or healthcare. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in there.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And I don't know, man. I keep saying that Candace promotion is just
that's
check A.
Straight with no chaser.
Yep, that's. I think I got some milkshake in my drawers, mama.
Oh, chaser.
Give it to you straight with no chaser. Now please
leave me alone.
Pull your pants up. You're embarrassing yourself. Your wife's coming.
That right. Yeah, I'm straight with no chaser. Now, turn around. And your wife is right there behind you, rollers and all,
with the rolling head.
What you doing? Oh, just listen to Truth Brothers, you know. I thought everybody's going to eat the chips.
Yeah. Why is your robe standing up?
That ain't got nothing. Where's my dinner?
Here's your dinner. And down goes the husband.
Dude, that is all. Was that this real quick, Candace? What do you be thinking about when you be just curious? Because everything comes off so super sexy. Even when she, hey fellas, just then you
made
know.
LL Cool J blush. I know that.
Hey, oh, damn, Regan.
I'm just talking.
No, that's just. Hey guys, just. Four people died in the shooting yesterday. Like, what the? Did Candace just make the news sexy? Like, yep, Candace, sexy news radio.
I'm going to give it to you straight with no chasing. There's an asteroid coming to destroy the Earth.
Please. You need to get your family to safety. You need to get your family to safety. Pull
that
your pants
foul.
Up.
That is foul.
I mean, dude.
Up.
Like, I'm just
talking.
I'm just talking. Stop.
Anyway.
Stop it. Giants are playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Go Giants.
Oh, yeah. 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 Got it.
That's who y'all got. Y'all got the Giants.
I got to roll with the Giants.
You got the Giants, too?
23-17. Giant.
Whoa, she got a score and everything.
Yeah, she's good at it.
That's what I do.
She's good.
All right. What about you, bro, before we jump back?
I wouldn't be surprised about the Giants, because, like I said, I predicted the Giants the last time they got over, but I'm trying to see if I just don't see Brady letting it happen. So I think that is sticking in the back of Brady's mind, and Brady is like, yeah. I mean, remember that whooping he put on Super Jesus? He put a whooping on Super Jesus.
Why do you call Tebow Super Jesus? Because
that's who everybody think he is.
That's
think he's
not cool.
Super Jesus.
That's not cool, man.
Because all of a sudden, God cares about football. Forget Haiti. The Giants are on.
Hey. Jesus don't change my heavenly channels now.
Well, right.
Tebow's on.
Right. So, you know, they believe that Tebow is the second. Hey, Tebow genuflex on the field. Everybody starts genuflecting in school. Give me a break.
Yeah,
and he's super thin. That's what Tom Brady said. No.
I'm better than you.
No, right.
Oh, okay.
You think you super Jesus, but I'm God.
That's problems at the workplace right there,
right,
though. That's,
right.
That goes right back to what we were saying. So we got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, what's up? Where you from? What's your name?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Ebony Love. I was calling in. Let you guys know I'm enjoying the show.
Ebony Love, how you doing?
good, what is going on?
Yeah, so
hi,
have
Ray.
Have you ever had any drama at work?
Yes.
Please tell the story. Don't make me tell it.
Yeah. We know about that smell coming out that 11. We know all about that smell used to come out that 11, but it's all we're going to say.
Well, I'm a dental assistant, and, you know, working with different nationalities is kind of, like, hard because everybody had that, you know, that know-it-all spirit and, you know, just the, in the workplace, you're supposed to be able to come to each other and kind of just help each other out or whatever, but, you know, it just became like a big fight because nobody wants to help and take, you know, blame for leaving certain instruments out overnight or whatever. So
uh-huh.
It was just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So they you can't tell them the time. They always got to feel that they know everything, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or, you know, let's say, Susie, you didn't turn the sterilizer machine on. Yes, I did. Or, you know, so it was just like, it's just too much.
I'm all for lying at the job. I'm sorry. If it keeps me employed, oh, I'll throw you under a bus fast. I'm sorry.
I mean,
it's so simple. Not over
something so simple.
It don't matter. Hey, look here. If I forgot to turn the sterilizer machine on and you're the last person in there, guess who's getting the blame? Hey, I want you to go in there.
Wow.
I want you to go in there and see what Ebony's doing.
Wow.
That's about
to... What happened to accountability?
I'm not doing
right.
It's a recession, and I'm... Hey, no, I'm
it's
not losing.
It's a recession.
But everybody goes to trouble for it.
And
everybody
they don't
really
use the unemployment check
right,
at the stripper place no more,
right?
I can't go to
Arnie's with a link card. They don't. I got to get the check.
It's purple
and take,
platinum.
Whatever.
Anyway, before we let Ebony go... I thought she was going to tell the story when she worked at the convenience store. Remember, me and you met at a job.
Right.
And I was
right.
working. My dad
oh, yeah.
worked across the street from the convenience store she's working in. And we would go in there and get stuff for break.
Right.
So we go in there one day, and, man, she is in there. If you don't get out of my line and leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. I had forgot all about that.
He was letting my pops have it. Leave me alone. The hot dog is cold as the car. I can't do nothing about that.
I don't remember that. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, pops. I do not remember that.
You don't remember the guy who used to work at the – who used to run the car wash across the street from the store?
The one that came in for the change.
Yeah.
Notice how we all.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
If you don't leave me alone, old man,
the line
is
going as fast as it can. Sir, the quick.
You was rude, okay? And you listen, you're rude.
Oh, nah. Hey, straight up, man. Thanks. Hey, we appreciate
wow.
you listening,
yeah,
though, Ebony. We
thank
really
you
appreciate
for
that.
Calling, love.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that was the day, man. That was when she look, sir. The lottery machines are going as fast as they are.
They can't print 777 no faster.
I cannot go in there and wiretap the number, sir. Please back off me. I'm dealing with these every time.
That's right.
It smells
job
like
drama.
Yep, it smells like curry in here every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We ain't going to mention the store this year. They had changed owners one day, and we walked in there.
And instantly
died.
Curry.
Everything.
I walked in there one day and hit the floor as soon as I opened the door. You ever had that, oh, man, I'm having a boom. Like,
yeah.
You know how you instantly catch the Holy Ghost and hit the floor?
Yeah.
That's where I was at with it. Like, really passed out.
Yeah.
And go back, and real quick to go back what I'm saying, I am not playing about that. Hey, I will throw you under a bus.
To keep your job.
Quickly.
Say, hey,
accountability. Let me tell you about your accountability right now. I'm not losing my job. If I made a mistake, and hey, as long as nobody catches it, we're cool. But as long as if I got to lose my job and some, hey, if you got to go, you got to go. And I help you on your search.
What?
Wow.
Really?
All right. 818-514-1202.
And if you can't hear me, I'm nodding yes up and down. That's what I'm
doing.
There
you go. There,
wow.
How do you feel about that?
So you won't let somebody else take the blunt for something that you may have possibly done.
If the boss don't catch me doing it, and I'm not going to lose my job over it, we got a guy that the Truth Brothers came up with, and we got a building. And if you go up to the 50th floor and he's handing out boxes, hey, sir, I don't know why you putting the box on my desk.
Yeah, the
Tawanda
bad idea.
Was the one over there.
Yeah, the bad idea
was the one,
box.
Yeah, no, I'm not losing my. Why would I? Okay, let's just say, you making a good 60 grand a year.
Yeah.
Now, why would I risk my 60 grand? Over a mistake.
Wow.
Okay, it might have been a small mistake, but at the end of the day, but let's just
was
say.
Is it okay for someone else to take your consequence?
You yes. know what?
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, hold on.
Now, what if they get fired?
Hey.
You know what? Quiet as kept.
Wow.
He was just talking about the 50th floor of the back when you in trouble. You know, we White Sox fans. And the White Sox last season had this saying called All In. This was their saying for the season. And they had all of these posters of the White Sox doing things saying that they all in. They all in it to win it. They want to get a championship this year. Well, they had one of – remember when Burley did that play where he threw the guy out at first base by throwing the ball between his legs?
And he was bent all the way
and
over.
He was bent all – right. They got a picture of him doing that. But instead – they put the sign All In right at his behind. So it looks like All In, like he's a Cub instead of a White Sox.
You cannot hate. We got
I'm
Cub
sorry.
Fans that
yeah.
listen here,
whatever.
Man.
Right. Anyway, 818-514-1202. Anyway,
why are you doing your fingers like that, man?
Right, because All In. If you're the guy that came up with that idea for that picture, and they have a meeting, and they got boxes all around the table and said, okay, who came up with this idea? Why wouldn't you say Candace?
There you go. Candace said it was great.
Candace said it was great. Because,
see, look at it like this. He might keep you. He might, because you can.
Because you straight no chaser.
Yeah.
No.
You could talk your way into keeping a job.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to fire me.
I'm sure. I know. I burned the building down. I did. But I'm right. At least I told you straight with no chaser.
Now, that's right.
Pull your pants up.
and let me go back to work.
But there's no building. Don't worry. You'll build another one.
I believe in you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she got that.
Yes,
now,
she do.
I go in there, hey, boss,
yes,
look,
do.
Devon,
no need to even talk, man.
I've already kidnapped your kids. Like, that's what he'll be with
me. But you know what?
Me.
While you guys are playing, I've been through stuff like that where I have been blamed for things that I wasn't responsible for.
And you're currently employed, right?
I am.
Okay.
But not at the same place.
Nah.
All right, it's about that time.
I know, boss. Okay. Well, let's go into this. Let's go into this break, and then we'll come back and we'll let her tell how someone done set her up, supposedly. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated, 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 motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
Truth Brothers Radio.
First of all, I don't know who y'all saw on this stage before me. I don't know who y'all gonna see on this stage after me. But this is
Truth Brothers,
yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio, and man, you gotta love that
That's
swag. I don't care
who
y'all saw on this stage tonight
before me.
I don't care who you go see after me. That's swag.
Yeah, man,
that is swag.
I'm gonna let you know right now. This
is Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Which actually, dude, we had a poll up on the Truth Brothers Facebook page, facebook.com// or as Jones Barbecue Foot Massage would say, big ass truck rental. No, we actually had a poll on our Facebook page, and that commercial right there won as the funniest, our favorite slash funniest commercial that we have on this show. And yeah, it was up against some nice competition. But
yeah,
that one was the one that took home the gold.
All
yeah.
right,
dude.
And again, yeah, this last half of Truth Brothers is being brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills, Sleep Like a King.
And also brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found.
There you go.
Engine. Found me some engines.
Let's put them to work.
Yep. Nothing pulls your car faster than the engine.
Yep. Now, there you go. Hey, talk about job drama. Yeah, how would you like to be on Christopher Columbus' ship? That was some job drama.
Why you say that?
Oh, he lost.
Why you say that?
He lost. You know his crew almost mutinied, right?
Almost doesn't count.
Right.
Almost. He found land just in time.
He was, hey, look here.
I told you it was here.
He was sitting there loading the musket up when he was talking to her. Y'all can try some if you want to.
Oh, that's one shot and reload. That ain't it.
Hey. Did you see Titanic at the end when dude was holding his gun? He was like, order, I say. And he was loading his joint up. All it took was one shot. And everybody, oh, you know what? He's not playing. Now, it's more the guys that was on the ship than the police on there. So if they wanted to, hey, we're going to take him over. But it's all about what that gun to do. Speaking of shipwrecks. What's up with you people over there that just was like, all right, let's go for this crew.
Job drama. There you go, captain.
But the first
captain
dude off
job
the ship
drama
was the captain.
On dry as a bone, talking about, hurry up, hurry up. Talking about he slipped and fell into the lifeboat. The lifeboat fell into the water and made its way to shore. You know, they told him to get back on his ship, and he told him to go to hell. They did. They said, hey, man, you got to get back on that ship and help them people. No, I can do it from here. Give
but there's a
horn.
Baby dying. Oh, well. He ain't lived long enough to feel pain.
Right. He ain't paying taxes yet. Would you want to lose a taxpayer or do you want to lose a baby?
Dude.
job drama.
So, what Candace, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Candace, you get
you
said
tell
that
me
you
how
have
people
been framed.
On you
yeah.
at the job.
I bet they was all women too. Heard her voice.
Yeah, usually, I mean, but mostly yeah, probably have problems with other women on the job as well.
Go
but,
ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Candace. I'm sorry.
No, it's just, you know, it's just really, you know, foul. This one chick, the first a-hole boss I was just talking about.
Can we say asshole?
No, yeah.
We can't say that? Okay.
Well, you did for me, so thank you. But the previous segment, you know, I mentioned that I work for a school district, work for this chauvinistic boss. Well, his secretary, I guess, had some problems with me.
Right.
But we'll get into that after this caller.
Okay, yeah, we got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm actually listening to your show through my phone, so I don't know what the topic is.
Just play a hater. Just play a hater. Yeah, what's going on, man? I got you. I'll put you back on hold.
Put you on hold, bro.
The Truth Brothers. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
But
I knew that voice. Yeah.
Going back to what I was saying, the chauvinistic boss I had as secretary, you know, she and I were more or less paired up together. You know, I was a coordinator, she was the secretary. But, you know, she, I guess, was having some personal dealings with him and figured that I had to be in the mix, you know, with him, you know, because this person was making calls her in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She was showing me text messages and phone calls.
Oh, so he was calling her at 2 and 3 in the morning, and she
figured that
he must
be
doing you that way too.
Exactly. And so she would show me the phone and say, you know,
why would he think? Yeah. Why would she think that?
Because she don't know her husband.
I mean, yeah, we know you.
Well, you know, I don't know what it was. You know, maybe because I was younger and it just had to be that way. Who knows? But, you know, she asked me, you know, have you, you know, does he call you like that? I said, absolutely not. I said, my husband will stuff a mud hole in him, and I don't think that's a smart thing to do.
And she got mad?
Well, ever since then, you know, what it was is that she, you know, kind of put herself out there. Thinking I was going to say, yeah, he do that to me too, and that we'd be blood sisters because we both have had a relationship with this guy.
So she figured that since he's
not
with her.
And I said, no, I'm not going.
Y'all can reunite over the richer, is
right.
What I'm saying.
So, so she figured since he's doing me, he must be doing you too.
Right.
And calling
I'm like,
you.
No. And before I knew it, certain things just started getting sabotaged.
But that doesn't make any sense, though.
It doesn't. That's
like,
the thing.
Why do women do that? Like, that's so asinine that it's retarded.
It is. It is.
Like, why would you say, girl, yeah, I'm doing Zach. I'm doing Zach, too. Oh, we should be friends.
Right, and that would usually cause problems. As soon as she said that she's not doing Zach, it should have been like, okay, cool, we should be all
right.
She gets mad and say, why aren't we both doing
Zach? I think what it is that once she put herself out there, now I've got one up on her because I know that you've done this. So
I know who you're
easy.
Talking about.
Of course you do.
I know who
so
you're
talking
about.
So it's easier to try to get
that's
rid
just
of.
Put that out there.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's easier to try to make this person look bad.
Right.
And not credible if whatever she told me ever got out.
Yeah, and you're talking about birds of a feather flock together. I know who she's talking about because I happened to work with her husband back in the day.
Okay.
And her husband is a not player hater on the line. That guy's cool. He's an actual true player hater.
Okay.
And he decided back in the day we worked at this transmission plant.
Okay.
And he mad because people like me and I'm getting dates or whatever in there. And at one point, I leave to go to that job I told you I hated, right?
Right.
So as soon as I leave, he's in the plant. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about Ray. Let me tell you. Yeah, he's trying to get with you, and he's trying to get with you, and he's trying to. So y'all all should get with me.
So that we can have a big Ray hate hug.
Right. He went. As soon as I left, he was the first one bringing the cake out at the goodbye party.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because, dude, hey.
Filled with arsenic.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. He tried to. He was going to bring the cake, and I guess he thought it was going to be funny because he was going to try to put a piece of the cake in my face.
Oh.
But, yeah, he kind of got blocked with the little arm bar, and he got cake on his shirt.
Amen.
And just got a little upset about that.
That's embarrassed the Ray.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, it is. I know a couple. Yeah, I remember we worked. I know a couple people that just didn't like you, man.
Yeah. Drama.
It's one guy we used to work with, man, when me and Ray was working at this phone company. It's a guy that, when I first got there, Ray wasn't there. So we were all new people, and it was these guys, and I was like, okay, cool. I really couldn't vibe with them because they was on a whole different plane. But I was okay. You know, I'm social. Hey, what's going on? We do our job. We leave. Ray comes in. Hey, look after the new people. What's going on, bro? Bump fist. What's happening? Hey, yeah, you cool dude. You cool dude. But the other guy that I know was like, nah, forget this dude. And he proceeded to think that me and him was so cool that next time Ray say something when we on a job, I'm going to proceed to put foot and said, can we say ass? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Put foot and said
you
ass.
You just can't put the hole with the
okay, I got
big ass truck rentals and storage.
Okay, I got you. So he said, I'm going to put said foot and said Ray ass. And I'm like, don't think you should do that.
Good luck with
that. I know a couple of things about bro. Like, I'm not a punk by no means, but if I was you, you know, hood fighting, and hey, man, and at the end of the day, I know a couple of things about Big Bruh, and I don't think that's the way you want to go. And luckily he told me, forget you, I'm a dude. Hey, man.
Yeah.
But by that time, he was gone. So.
Yeah, no. What was funny was, remember, I'm training these guys. And one time he says his grandmother's died, and he's weeping, and he's all upset. So the little crew that I had said, okay, look, man, I know you're going to be on the phone, and you got to take care of, you know, whatever these arrangements are. Go ahead and handle that. We're going to do our work, and we're going to do your work, too, so you can do what you got to do. Because supposedly he got this call while we're in a meeting. So this supposedly just happened. So now we all get in our trucks and we all go proceed to the job site. On the way to the job site, he sees my wife in the car. He don't know that that's my wife.
Right.
And he sees her. Hey, mommy, what's up?
Now let me get out and
show
you my
Jamaican
twirl.
How would you like to see my Richard Little? Right. And she calls me and say, hey, don't you got a bunch of new dudes? Don't one of them got dreadlocks? Yeah, well, he said,
oh, yeah, and the best part about it is you need to come help me bereave because, you know,
yeah. So,
I just lost my grandmother.
So then, yeah, Devon spent the morning talking me out of.
Yeah, because you no need to lose your job over said Jamaican.
That was very funny.
Yeah, I told
job
you.
Job drama, 818-514-1202. Come on out there. What's your job drama?
At the end of the day, man, I truly don't really get along with a lot of people. I'm just going to say
really?
That, man. I don't, man. Cause,
I am surprised.
No, I'm just playing, man. Like I said, I'm very sociable. I'm a people person. I tend to, you know, give them a, hey, how you doing, and just say something. But a lot of times when I say hi to people, they tend to clench their purse as the first thing is, no,
wow.
Ma'am, I don't want your
purse.
No,
we don't care. Yeah.
You know,
we've got that before. We went to some buildings before. Hey, see, yeah, no, we don't carry cash.
So any altercations at the work? Anybody had to come to fisticuffs?
No, I never did.
No, I've never gone there. I've felt that, you know, you get that surge of anger. You want to go ham on somebody.
Yeah,
but,
I was literally right there.
Really?
You know, like seriously, like one time we was in the same dude named Muhammad. I was right there, and we almost
went at it,
dude.
Maybe that's the dude who done sent the email then, because yeah, we got an email from Rock Joe.
There you go.
Yay, that's what he got on here, Rock Joe. He gave us an email at wewanttruth@att.net and said that he got into it with a guy on the job and said that this guy kept pushing him and pushing him, and I'm scrolling up here. He said that he left the job, got so mad about what happened, went back to the job and beat him up on the line.
Well, that ain't, there you go.
And said that he lost his job over it.
Whatever. Like that, again, goes back to my
statement. But he said it was worth it. That's what he said on the thing.
Hey,
I guess. Losing my job ain't worth it.
Hey, if I got to blame you to keep my job.
You saying that. If you're going to come back on the job to fight me, that's going to be a fight you're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take that loss. But, yeah, ooh, he's not killing me. Help.
And then get the Academy Award afterwards.
Right.
Yep.
That's
the
right.
Best performance.
I swear to God.
Can I get a spot now?
Yep. He was so strong. So he told me he was going to put me in a move that my wife would love.
Oh, my God.
All I did was toss some chalk at him.
All I said was, good morning, Dick Little. And he just proceeded to beat me.
I think that's our favorite person of this show, man.
Yeah.
Richard B. Little.
Put the Lady Lips shampoo on me and began to beat me out.
Yeah, he put Lady Lips shampoo and he took some Kool-Aid and told me to put it on my lips. And then proceeded to call me all type of lady names like Ken and Barbara and Susanna.
It was terrible.
And I cried so much.
And
now, where
was security?
He said, you got a voice like that.
I'm going to talk to my lawyer.
He said, you got a voice like that Candace I listen to.
Don't do it.
Now, yeah. Say what she say.
Straight with no chaser. Straight with no chaser.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm getting all y'all out of the show.
That's the best. Your commercial is the best.
Your commercial is...
Don't make me. I'll play it right now.
No, you won't.
Give him a dose.
Your commercial is truly the best. Okay.
Give him a dose.
Okay.
Hold on, real quick. Y'all listen to this and tell me this is not the sexiest thing. Hey, guys.
That's right.
Loosen your belts up. It's time.
818-514-1202. Listen to this commercial and give us some feedback.
Hey, Truth Brother listeners. This is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to thank all of our fans for the love and support for the show. Please continue to show your love by telling 3 friends about the show and asking them to check us out on blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. That's TRUFBROS, live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and all episodes are available for free download on iTunes. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Twitter and write your reviews on iTunes. Help us reach our goal to becoming the number one internet radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll keep telling our truth straight with no chaser. Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now please, boys, play ahead. I see you listening. Pull your pants up.
Stop it.
Pull your pants up, please. Your wife's looking. Dude.
I apologize.
You know how many wiggly legs are going on right now, though?
Right.
Somebody is under their desk playing Nintendo with the joystick.
Exactly.
Well, I need to cut them because...
that's our best our best commercial.
We're going to play that on Sexy Saturdays.
Everybody calls and asks for you. Everybody's got a comment about you.
We don't get
it. How many shows back was it where we was the big, bad, evil bouncers and we bullies, but we got that sweet Candace.
Dude, only thing we got to do was it was up to my Regan DJ. What's happening, Nick?
That's
cool. We get the raspy guys. And, first off, no disrespect. Shouts out to my whoever called. And, you know, we True Brothers definitely appreciate the love. And, you know, don't forget to tell 3 friends. But Candace can talk a nation into doing that. Like, hey, guys.
Everybody loves,
Candace has talked so many wars down.
Yeah. We just got on what was the group we just got on with Facebook?
The Blog Talk Radio Personality Group.
Finally you found us. Tell Candace I said, hey, yeah.
That's my sweet booger sugar that I said hi.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. That's what the guy is saying. It's not me. It's the guy.
Yeah.
You get all of the love.
Anyway.
And it's not a knock. It's just, you know.
It's
great. Hey, every knock is a boost. It's great. You are saving grace. Everybody loves when you apologize.
Yeah. cold. Yeah, we don't get nothing. Nothing, dog.
Nothing.
But it's cool, whatever. You know, we're going to keep
doing
it.
So are you saying my voice is the catalyst as to why I'm having problems with people at the job?
Yeah.
Is all your problem with women?
Do you work at the sex phone store?
No.
Okay, then there. Now, see, that'll be the only time.
Is all the problems you have at your job with women? How many dudes you have problems with?
Oh.
Because you probably tell them, yeah, you know what? I need you to put your face on this grill.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Out of all the jobs I've worked at, I've had maybe problems with a total of 3 guys.
And
now
how many women?
Oh.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, see, women are slicker than men.
Carry the 2.
Really?
Women are slicker than men.
We're just dumber. I mean, honestly, we're dumb.
You all say dumber stuff. You know what I mean? Just blatantly dumber stuff. But women are a little...
Hold on. 818-514-1202. Do guys say dumb stuff all the time, or is it just that whole
right,
myth?
If guys say dumb stuff all the time, how can some of them come so smooth that they talk you out of things that you don't want
to
do?
No,
I'm going to try to get my smooth, sexy voice on. I'm trying to talk a nun out of something. But go ahead. I'm going to try. See what happens. The nun will be like, you get none in front of Jesus. Now meet me in the back of that motel.
The N-O-N-E.
But Pastor Tommy said, hey.
Like, a brother may come and say something that's, you know, somewhat inappropriate, you know.
Look at my little.
I guess so. They wouldn't say that to me.
No, I'm
but,
just saying. I'm sure they wouldn't say,
yeah.
That's a quick way to get chopped to the throat. I understand.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, they may, you know, say something else, you know, out of pocket or try to come with a real loose rap. You know, that's just like, hey, no, go back to the drawing board. But, or say something to you that, well,
nice
see,
topic,
hey,
though.
You know, you need a guy to do that because, you know, women shouldn't be doing work like that. And that's
so what's a slick,
stupid.
What's
really?
A
so
if a guy
saying,
you
shouldn't
say
be changing transmissions,
like,
let me.
If it's my job to change transmissions,
that's my job. This is true. So,
you know what I mean?
So
but as far as women are concerned, they give you the little sly remarks. And other women out there that are listening can kind of understand what I'm saying.
So, okay,
they
let me ask
you
this. If you're having trouble at your job, let's just say something's heavy. Just something's heavy. It could be heavy to a guy, but it could be heavy to you. Should I watch you struggle with it? Or should I say, hey, you know what, let me give you a hand? Or should
no,
I watch you struggle with it?
No, it's fine to offer a hand, but don't be so sexist to where you come and say, "Hey, look, you shouldn't be doing that," or that's a man's job. You know?
I can understand that.
But if I'm employed to do this job, I went through all the physical requirements to handle these responsibilities.
That's true.
But I mean,
is there
it's
such a thing as
courteous.
A man's job anymore?
We could cover that next week.
How about doing that?
How about, hey, you know, True Brothers will come cover that next week as a second hour topic. But I'm just, hey, at the end of the day, man, I'm all for it. It's if guys don't talk smooth, how do we know if we're doing something right?
All right.
That's the only thing we
the
know.
The best game is none.
Come on.
I am so serious.
I know a guy right now. Bean Dizzle, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I know plenty of guys with no game.
None.
And it don't help them at all.
Excuse me. No, I don't want
any. Well,
then
they probably have no personality either. But.
But personality.
Personality is part of game.
That's what
Well, let me put it this way. As far as being scripted, you know what I'm saying? Or coming and saying something
like, hey, how are you? You are looking fine in that dress. Like that type of just so robotic and I'm reading this off my iPad.
Right, or something, you know, something lame, like you've been running through my mind all day. I'm sure your feet are tired. And
so what if he
you know,
said, what if,
Ill,
real quick,
like
real
that.
Quick, what if he says, before we get into our thing, what if he says, girl, like we've been dating so long, I don't want to be your boyfriend no more. How dare you? Nah, I don't want to be your boyfriend because I want to be your husband. Like how?
we've been dating for a while?
Nah, he just saw you today. So.
Oh, well, I guess. How about going into the thank yous?
All right, but. First off, True Buzz want to say thank you to Corn Nuts, College Humor, Toby Jones, Black Dynamite, and of course, as always, this here has been a G Network presentation. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for their emails. Thank everybody for tuning in every Saturday. The blog talk, radio.com/True Brothers. We love y'all from the bottom of our heart. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this was a great show. We appreciate it. Hey, Ebony, thanks for calling. We know you've been with us since day one. We're glad that you finally called in.
Whoever called in, the brother that called in earlier, man, and showed the love, we appreciate it, man. Sorry we didn't get your name, but appreciate the love to the Truth Brothers, man.
And thanks to Player Hater, too, that was hanging on the line.
That's right. He's still there with us. And
that's cool.
Man, say, you want to say something real quick?
No, he didn't raise his hand. He knows how. He taught us how it goes.
Right.
He said, man, y'all keep hanging up on me. I'm starting to take it personal.
Oh, and especially again, got to shout out to Westpot and WLUV, man.
That's right.
Y'all really got to say thank you again for that shout out that we got.
That's right. And we're going to leave you off like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.